Yeah, practice is thriving. We're over in Kingston, which is 25 miles away from here, and doing a lot of employment law for employees who are having issues with disciplinary charges or,
You know. It must be really intense these days because
employees
are under the scrutiny. They have nothing to protect them anymore.
It's true. I mean, the union movement, I don't know when it peaked, but it's on the verge of collapse. We got maybe 10% left out in the workforce. And so if it's you versus employer,
that's it.
It's just hard to do. Yeah. So frankly, what happens is people will come to us almost like we're the big human resources department. They've already been to the little one. It didn't work too good.
No.
They come to me and I make a call to the other side. I talk to the lawyer, HR people, and we'll say, what can we do to help these people?
Do you think that the pendulum has swung too far now?
Oh, definitely. Well, you ask me.
Well, of course you think so because you're a liberal.
What do you think? And I'm also a union man who lost my job.
I'll put it this way. In the present environment with the economy faltering and companies doing whatever they can to scramble.
To survive.
The letting go of lots of workers, layoffs and such, you know, we're not reading about them so much now, but it's still happening. Certainly the government, when it cannot collect money, feels like they got to put the screws to the workforce.
Yeah, they did the furlough thing for
real. Got tons of that type of stuff going on. So it's sort of like a buyer's market, the employer being the buyer, right?
Right.
And employees get less and less willing to stand up and speak out.
Because they don't want to lose their job.
Right.
Because there's no other job available.
Right. Only that, let me tell you a little recognized thing. About 2 years ago, the governor took a bill that was in front of the legislature and conditionally vetoed it, having to do with unemployment compensation. And the veto was, we want to create new rules, new regulations that say if there's a bad act by an employee, they either get less weeks of unemployment, or they could get knocked out altogether. Now, it was always the rule that was true, but it had to be big. It had to be a major fault by the employee.
Stealing a pen didn't qualify.
Well, I got to tell you, now stealing a pen might do it. You know, we actually, there was a case, this woman did not account for 10 pens because she was working as a prison guard or prison, you know, kind of a teacher, and the students were prisoners, and so they could use these pens as weapons, so she had to account for them, and a couple of times she kind of lost count.
That is a special case, though.
Well, it is a special case, but the point to be made is, it was negligence on her part. She wasn't willfully looking to give weapons to inmates. And the prison said, not only are you out, but we're going to fight your unemployment. And at the lower levels, that was upheld. And they said, no unemployment for you.
That's great.
Right? So she had to get to the appellate division to have them reverse that and say, those regulations don't mean what they say. That cannot be the rule.
Well, so because she was laid off for cause is basically what it is. So therefore, you shouldn't get compensated.
But cause... properly. What level of cause? Is it I'm dissatisfied with your work, it's a performance issue, or are you a thief or somebody who attacked somebody in the parking lot? And there's a big area between those two, but the narrower those go, the legislature and the governor said, we'll save $20 million a year.
Yeah,
but it's an insurance system, you pay into it, right? You don't like me, fire me, but don't take away my unemployment.